Hebrews chapter 3 and Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 3. Amen. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Amen. Everybody said, consider. Consider. Hebrews 12 and verse 3. Let's turn to that tonight. Amen. Hebrews 12 and verse 3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Praise God. Very simple message tonight. I just want to talk about consider Jesus. Consider Jesus. Amen. Somebody needs to consider Jesus tonight. It's more, much, much more than coming to church. Amen. That's the least of what we need to do in living for God. Amen. But I think that what we need to do on a regular basis is we need to consider him. We need to stop. We need to meditate. We need to think about. We need to consider this one that we've given our lives to. Praise God. Praise God. It's not a religious system, amen, but it is a relationship that he desires for us to have with him. Let's pray together, can we? And let's ask for the help of the Lord tonight. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings you have poured out upon us this week. We ask you to anoint the word of God and to speak to us, Lord, as a body. Lay your hand upon us, and we pray in Jesus' name tonight. And everybody said, amen. 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 You can be seated tonight. Praise God. You know, there's a lot of things that we need to consider in life, and some things that we consider or we think about, they don't have great consequences. Others have great consequences, and I believe tonight that there is nothing more important than considering Jesus, amen, than sitting down and thinking about it, understanding it, just like we preached this last weekend, to have some things, and one of them is understanding, another is wisdom. Amen. It's not just a matter of calling on a name that is written in the Bible, but it represents something. Amen. It represents quite a lot, actually. And to consider something is to think about it. It is to examine it, or it is to look at it closely. And then after you've looked at it and considered it, you make a determination regarding it. Amen. And whatever it is in life, if it's Kroger green beans or Del Monte green beans, amen, you got to think about it, you got to consider it, and then you make a determination, amen, based upon the price. You can tell, I went shopping with my wife the other night. Lord help us, amen. My blood pressure goes up when I go shopping, amen. Because well, praise God. Let's just leave that right there for what it is. we'll talk about it after church. But in writing to the Hebrews, we can see that that the Hebrews were one God people. Amen. And why would he write to them about considering Jesus Christ? I believe tonight that he did because they needed to have a revelation. Amen. They needed to have a revelation of Jesus Christ, and they needed to sit down and consider him, to think about him, to make a determination regarding him. Amen. He wanted them to see or to have a revelation that would take them from any vestige of the Old Testament or of the old way into the new. Amen. They were so steeped in their religious activity. They were so steeped in their program And yes, it was from God, but God was getting ready to change it. And then God did change it. And we criticize the Jews and all of that. But I wonder tonight if all of a sudden there was a major change in our church, how many of you would accept and embrace a change? Amen. I think it would be very difficult after being in something for a long time, amen, after your generation after generation after generation has come and has gone. We've always believed it this way. This is the way it's always been done. And now all of a sudden something comes and it changes. It was very difficult for them. Very, very difficult. And so Paul said to them, consider him. Amen. And when you consider him as someone who is very relevant to you. Amen. And he needs to be relevant in our lives, very relevant in our lives. You look at Jesus Christ and you consider him on a surface level. It gets really deep the more you think about him and the more you read about him and study the Word of God about him. What is it about this man that impacted this world for almost 2,000 years? Amen. What is it about him? He never wrote a book. He never owned a home and left this world with just 12 disciples. The scripture tells us he never married. He never had any children. Amen. He yet is the most talked about figure since his coming in that very humble place called a manger. Amen. And he was very unique. Even more, he was and is a one-of-a-kind man. Amen. And we need to consider him. We need to think about this. We need to make a determination about this. Matthew 1 and verse 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Never in the history of man has anyone ever had that said about them, but it was said about Jesus Christ. Amen. And so when we consider it, it really is mind-blowing. It really gets that deep and that exciting. Something that when it is considered, and when it is really considered, it has long-term ramifications. It has long-lasting consequences in your life. And I'm going to look at our text scriptures here in just a moment. But when we look at Jesus and we consider him in light of the people that are famous in history, all of the famous people of history pale in comparison to this one man. Amen. All of them. And Alexander the Great was really not so great when you consider him briefly. A few books have been written about him, a very famous person, but he never changed a single individual, never even changed his own self. And no one has ever been helped by his teachings, which in reality tonight we don't even have. Amen. And if you consider others, if you consider Adolf Hitler, who is a very famous person in the history of mankind, Mussolini or Stalin or Lenin or any other communist leader, when you look at their life, yes, they're very famous, some of them. I believe that John Lennon is still... Was that his name? No, his last name is Lennon. It wasn't John. But anyway, they put him in state, and they sealed the coffin, and you can go and look through the glass and see his remains. But he's not alive anymore, and he's been gone for a long time. But the thing that they taught has always led to abject poverty, destruction, death, and all of the things that go along with that. If we consider tonight, and these are names that I'm sure you recognize, Augustus Caesar, who was the great leader of Rome, which was a world power, superpower in the day. Where is he today? Amen. Where are his followers? Where is his kingdom? Amen. And where are the things that they thought were so great? I'll tell you where they're at. They're on the ash heap of history. Amen. And no one even knows about them. Not very many. Amen. And so as we move along here, we can turn another page in this consideration, and look at this man that was born of a virgin. This man that was born in a stable. Amen. Born to a poor family. He went about doing the will of God for only about 3 years of his life, and never wrote a book, and only had 12 disciples when he left this world. If we look at some of the people in history, I looked this up, and some 15,000 books have been written about Abraham Lincoln. I didn't know that. And someone here, Tetralot, has said that the books that have been written about Abraham Lincoln are more than have been written about any other person in world history, with the exception of Jesus Christ. And so we've got to ask ourselves, what is it about him? We've got to consider in our mind, in our heart, what is it about him that is so very different? And the very simple and yet complex and profound answer, amen, is that Jesus Christ was God robed in flesh. Amen. If he was born of a virgin, and he was, then that establishes it more than anything else, that God Almighty was his Father. Praise God. And that he was the Son of God. No one else in the world has made that claim and lived up to that claim. Praise God. And I want to say tonight, there is a God. Amen. And there is the reality of God. And the reality of God demands a response from each and every one of us. If we are casual in our walk with God, it is a response to our consideration of him. Praise God. If we are casual in our relationship with him, amen, it becomes a response from us as to our consideration of his glory, of his power, of his greatness. I'm here to say tonight, the God that I serve is a great God. I'm here to say tonight that my God can do anything, and everything that was created by him. And it's not just a statement of doctrine. It is not just a statement of fact. Amen. But it is a life-changing understanding when we get a hold of it. The Bible says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hand of a living God. We serve a living God tonight. Amen. Buddha is not a living God. Muhammad is not a living God. Allah is not a living God. Amen. It is a fictitious, made-up situation by the imaginations of men. Amen. But we have proof tonight that our God can heal the sick. Amen. Matthew 12 and 15, but when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him. Great multitudes. Tens of thousands. And the Bible says he healed them all. Praise God. In the Old Testament it says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And so this man, Jesus Christ, was not just a man. Although he was a man, he was God manifest in the flesh. come to this world to heal us of our sickness and our disease. I preach that tonight. I've always preached that. I've seen God do it in so many, many ways. Amen. God, let your healing come down to your people. Praise God. Because my God is a healing God. Amen. John 11 and 43. And when he thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. I'm telling you tonight, God gave us life. Amen. God can re-give us life again. Amen. He can do it over and over and over. He can do it as many times as he wants to, and he can make it last as long as he wants to. You know why? Because my God had no beginning, and he has no ending. Praise God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Praise God. In God there is life. If you're dead tonight spiritually, there is a place to have life. And you've got to find it in Jesus. And the only way you're going to find it in Jesus is to consider him. Amen. And when we look at just a few scriptures, not very many, but just a few scriptures, and we begin to consider this matter here tonight, we can see that Jesus Christ is incomparable to any human in history. Amen. Beyond that, we need to consider who he was. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time tonight, but I want to just bring up a couple of things that we found in our verse of scripture tonight. And it is there in Hebrews. I'll flip this back up here again. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, everybody said apostle, and high priest, everybody said high priest, the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Amen. He is our apostle tonight. Now, when we think about that, we think, no, wait a minute, there were 12 apostles. But when you look at that scripture in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1, it is a capital A apostle. Amen. It's not a small A apostle. It is a capital A. Amen. It signifies there that he is the head of apostleship. The word apostle. Now, I hope you'll stay with me tonight because I feel like the Lord gave me a little nugget here for us. He's our apostle. Amen. The word apostle there simply means one who is sent. Amen. One who is sent. And so when you look at who he is God manifest in the flesh. Somebody asked the Trinitarians about it. And they said, you need to focus upon the word sent. Amen. God sent his son. Amen. Well, I looked at that, and it's very interesting when you look at that. It's important tonight when we look at this that we understand that earthly ministry here is an example of his heavenly ministry. And Jesus is the one who is sent to bring us our profession. Praise God. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. Amen. It's what we profess tonight. We profess Jesus Christ. We speak of Jesus Christ. Amen. And our profession did not come by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. What we have tonight is the word of God, not the word of man, but it is the word of God. And so Jesus is the one sent to bring us our profession. And the ministry in the Old Testament way brought the people the word of God, didn't it? It brought the people the will of God. Amen. In fact, The Bible says that He is the author and finisher of our faith. Praise God. And so you say, how could He do this? How could He be sent and be God at the same time? Well, when we look at Jesus Christ, now I could just take off here tonight and I could go on and on and on because this is so marvelous. Amen. He was the Word of God. Amen. He that is sent. And what was He sent to do? He was sent to bring us the Word of God. Amen. And so the Bible says that He sent His Word. Amen. In Psalm 107 and 20, He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Praise God. And so He has become the great apostle of our profession. He is the one and the only one that was sent in the way that He was sent. Amen. God sent Him. Praise God, because God sent His Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him. Praise God. What made the world? It was the Word of God that made the world. And God said, and the world came into existence. Praise God. And then the day came that the Word of God became flesh. Amen. God sent His Word and healed them. Little did they know that it was not just a man, but it was a manifestation of God Almighty. It was the manifestation of the Word of God. Amen. And when we touch the Word of God, there is healing. When we touch the Word of God, there is miracles that take place. Well, praise the Lord. Maybe you don't believe that tonight, but I believe that with all of my heart. Amen. And He has become the apostle of our profession. Amen. And as the apostle, the Bible says we are built upon the foundation of the apostles. Amen. Where did the apostles get the word? They got it from the chief apostle. Praise God. We are built upon the apostles and the prophets. Where did the prophets get their word? They got it from God. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. And so when you look at it, it's Jesus everywhere. We are built upon the foundation of Jesus. Amen. The foundation that we stand upon tonight, the cornerstone of it, is Jesus. The building represents Jesus. Everything about this is Jesus Christ. Amen. The whole Word of God from Genesis to Maps is a book about Jesus. Amen. We need to consider Jesus in our everyday lives. Amen. He is of God and He is God at the same time. Amen. He is the Word, and not only is He the Word, but He is the messenger of the Word. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I feel His presence here tonight, and I'm going to preach it like you're excited about it. Amen. And maybe it'll catch a hold of somebody here tonight, but we need to consider Jesus Christ every day that we live. Amen. We need to be reminded in our spirit and in our heart who we are following and why are we doing what we're doing. Amen. It is not a religious system that we are involved in here tonight. Amen. We are involved with Jesus Christ. He said, if two or three are gathered together, I am there in the midst of them. Praise God. And if we don't know who He is, it's not going to be that big of a deal. Amen. Some folks in our generation, they don't know who He is. And they come to church and slap a high five for Jesus. Chew bubble gum, eat donuts, and drink coffee in His presence. I'm telling you what, they have made Him out to be equal to you and I. But we are not equal to Him. Amen. We are not even close to being equal to Him. He sits high above in His throne. The earth is His footstool, And we are simply the creation of God. When I come to the house of God, I want to worship Him, amen, according to my consideration of Him. Well, praise the Lord. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Amen. He is the apostle of our profession, who is the chief cornerstone of the church. And so if somebody says you need to look at that word sent, you need to look at them, you need to look back at them and say, you need to look at the word sent. What did God send? Amen. I know in one place it said God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. What did He give Him to? He gave Him, amen, to the cross of Calvary. But it wasn't just His Son, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. Praise God. God, hereby perceive we the love of God in that He laid down His life for us. He went all the way to where Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? It wasn't one God speaking to another God. No, it was the flesh, Jesus Christ. Amen. That God left that body. Amen. And He became sin for you and I. Thank God for the sacrifice of Calvary tonight. God didn't just send a physical body. Amen. God sent His Word and healed them. That's why Jesus is called the Word of God in the book of Revelation. Praise the Lord. Because He is the Word of God. Mary conceived in her womb by the Word of God. Amen. And the Son that was born was the Word of God. Amen. He was made flesh. Praise God. Praise God. What an exciting thing to understand and to consider. Amen. The Bible says He is not only our apostle or he that is sent, He is the high priest of our profession. Praise God. The high priest in the Old Testament was a man for men. He was a minister. He was not just a minister for others, but he was a minister for himself. Praise God. The high priest of the Old Testament, the Bible says he offered sacrifices for the sins of the people, and he offered sacrifices for himself. Amen. He was a man that was without blemish in his physical body, but not blameless or without blemish in his spiritual man. Praise God. Now think about that tonight. God said you got to have a perfect body. You can't have a bent ear. You can't have a crooked nose. You can't have a scar on you anywhere. You've got to be a perfect specimen of a man if you are going to be a high priest. You've got to be born into the lineage of Levi. That's the only way. And the high priest would go into the holiest of holies once a year, and he would hear from God. He would sprinkle the blood upon the mercy seat, and God would accept the sacrifice and the sins of the people. But not just the sins of the people, his own sins would be rolled forward one year. Amen. And then the next year they would do it again and again until the great high priest. Praise God. And notice here in Hebrews chapter 3 again that he is the high priest of our profession. That high priest is in capital letters as well. Praise God. He wasn't just a high priest. He couldn't have actually qualified, as far as men were concerned, to be a high priest because he was not of the tribe of Levi. He was of the tribe of Judah. Amen. And so the high priest would go into the presence of God. He would slip around that veil, that curtain that separated the holy place from the holiest of holies. and he would slip around and he would go in after doing his religious duties, offering the sacrifice, washing at the water, and then going beyond the veil. And this was done for millenniums. Amen. This was done for a long, long time. And they got so used to it. And they said in history that there were so many that were qualified to be high priests that it would be possible that a high priest could go into the holiest of holies only once in his lifetime. And if you were not of Levi, you could not go into that place, into the presence of God. Hope y'all are with me here tonight. And so it disqualified Jesus Christ. He was not a high priest after men, but he was a high priest of God Almighty. Amen. He was the highest of priests, if you please. Amen. Because he was not only the high priest, but he was the veil that he went around. Praise God. Not only was he the veil that he went around, but he was the sacrifice that the high priest offered. Praise God. It was not the blood of an animal, but it was his own blood that he shed. Praise God. We've got to consider who this man Jesus Christ really is. He is God manifest in the flesh. Praise God, and he is my high priest tonight. The high priest was perfect in his physical body, but not in his spiritual man. Our high priest was not perfect in his human body, but was perfect in his spiritual man. Praise God. He never sinned. He didn't have to offer a sacrifice for himself, but he offered it for many. Amen. For you and I. Praise God. And this is why he could be the great high priest. Amen. He could be the great high priest and he could be the sacrifice at the same time. And thank God he became that sacrifice for my sins and for your sins. Because without him, we could not make it. Amen. We would have to follow the law perfectly. Because Paul said, if you offend in one place, you've offended in every other place. Praise God. Nobody could attain to it. Nobody could go to that height. But when he, this high priest, offered himself, amen, the veil was rent in two from top to bottom. Well, praise God. Signifying that the way into the holiest was now open for everybody. Every tribe, every nation, every kindred, every person on the face of this earth. Praise God. Hebrews 10 and 19 talks about it here. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. We got to consider him tonight. By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us. Everybody said a new and living way. A new and living way. It's not an old dead way. Praise God. It's not an old dead way, but it is a new and a living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And so it was through the flesh of Jesus Christ. It was that sacrifice of that man, Jesus Christ. Amen. That opened the door for us to have boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll tell you what, I'm not giving in to the circumstances of my life. I'm not giving in to how I feel, because honestly, if I did that, I probably wouldn't be here tonight. Amen. because I'm not 100% up on my game. It would be easy to say, I'll just kind of scoot by here tonight. But I'm telling you what, I've got something greater than me. Amen. I've got something more important than me. Amen. I have a high priest in my life, and there's only one way that I can enter in, and that is through him. Praise God. That's why I've got to have the Word of God in my heart. That's why I've got to be faithful to the house of God. That's why it is so very important whether or not I worship and praise God. I got a feeling tonight. Oh, God, help me. I'm feeling it here tonight. I got a feeling, amen, that some people worship based upon who's leading the service. Amen. That some people worship God only if everything is exactly the way it is supposed to be. But I'm telling you what, tonight, I don't come here to worship God because of any of you. Amen. I come here because I have a God who is able to help me. Praise God. I've got a God tonight that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think. Maybe you got a small God, but I've got a big God tonight. Amen. I've got a new way. The old way has passed away. Amen. I used to be depressed, and now I've got a new way. I used to have all of those sins I was carrying upon my shoulders, but tonight I am free from all of those sins. Thank God Almighty. Amen. I have a high priest who did this in my stead. Praise God. I should have went to Calvary. I should have died, but thank God. Amen. He did it for me. Praise God. And having a high priest, verse 21, having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near. Everybody said near. With a true heart, in assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful. Who is faithful? Our high priest is faithful, that promised. And let us consider one another. There's that word consider again. But now, after we consider Jesus, we must consider one another. Right. To provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Praise God. That day is approaching, folks. I'm telling you, that day is approaching. Amen. We are seeing so many things that are shifting in our world that are leading us to the scriptural one world government. Amen. To a one world leadership and rulership of every man, woman, boy, and girl. Whether or not I see that in my lifetime, probably I won't see the fulfillment of that in my lifetime. But our grandchildren may see that. And where in the world are they going to get a solid foundation to say no when somebody says you got to put this chip in your hand? Or somebody says you've got to do this or do that. Hey, I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to give in to it immediately. Well, praise God. I'll tell you, it's going to happen, and so many are going to go by the wayside, and they're going to go astray. But I want my grandchildren to live for God. I want my children to live for God. I want their children to live for God. How can I do that? There's only one way that I know. I've got to have a high priest in my life. I've got to have somebody that I can point to and say, there's your example. Amen. There is the one that you're supposed to follow. Amen. If they need an apostle, oh, God help us. We want titles so much. I've seen churches, apostle so-and-so. And I thought to myself, who made them an apostle? Amen. I'll tell you what, I've only got one apostle that I can point to, that I can look at my children and my grandchildren and say, that's the one that you need to follow right there. Because that apostle that's on the sign out in front of the church, he may have personal problems. Amen. And probably does, because everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Praise the Lord. But there's only one. I said there's only one tonight that I can point to and say, when he goes into that holiest of holies, everything is going to be all right. Praise God. I don't have to worry that he's got a personal problem. He's not going in there for his own sins. No, he's going in there for the sins of everybody else. Praise God. We got to consider him. We got to consider him. Amen. And when we consider him, things really begin to change. Amen. Because when we consider these things, what it naturally should do is put a rejoicing down in your heart. Amen. What it ought to do is help us to claim the promises of God. I've got a high priest. I've got an apostle of my profession. Amen. Don't go around all the time saying, you need to come to church. Our pastor's a great person. You need to come to church. We've got a great youth group. I know we do that to entice and to bring them, amen, so they can feel God. I know that. But I'm telling you tonight, we cannot stand upon a man. We cannot stand upon a personality. We cannot afford to go in that direction. We must stand upon the Word of God. The word that was given to us by Jesus Christ, the word that was given to us by the prophets of old, the word that has been given to us by Jesus Christ himself. And we are blessed above all generations because we have the word of God right here in our possession tonight. God has given us his word. Amen. Don't be complaining about everything that happens in your life. Amen. You need to consider not your troubles, but consider the apostle and high priest of your profession and say, when he went into that holiest of holies, praise God. When he went to Calvary, he took care of the situation for me. And it'll give us confidence in this truth. Amen. It'll give us confidence that I have a Savior by whom and through whom we've got redemption, but not just redemption, we've got perfection. Amen. The Bible says he has perfected forever them that believe. Amen. That doesn't mean that you're perfect, and it doesn't mean that I'm perfect. But what it means is that I have been perfected. Amen. That means that all of those imperfections, praise God, those sins, those things that were against me have been removed, not by my good works, not by anything that I could do, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to ask you tonight, do you know Jesus? Oh, well, I've read about him. I've read the scriptures, I've read the red letters. Those are the words of Jesus. I know a few scriptures. No, I'm asking you tonight, do you really know him? Amen. He's not hiding behind a veil anymore. He's not for an exclusive club of people. No, but he stands tonight as our apostle, as we stand tonight. He is our great apostle. He is our great high priest of our profession. Amen. And in one place the scripture says, come, saith the Lord, and let us reason together. Right. Sit down. No, don't sit down. But the Lord says, sit down across the table. As they're walking down the road and they've got their heads down, he slips up beside them. Hey, why are you all so sad? What do you mean, why are we sad? haven't you, are you a stranger and you haven't heard the things that have gone on recently? And they said, what things? He said, what things? And they said, concerning Jesus of Nazareth. We thought he was the one, but now they've crucified him. Now everything has gone haywire. Now everything is just blown up in our faces. And he said, oh, fools and slow of heart. Oh, fools and slow of heart. God help us tonight. I don't want to be considered a fool, and I certainly don't want to be considered slow of heart. There's just something about the Word of God. There's just something about the Word of God. There is something about this man, Jesus. I'm not just breathing a name. No, I'm calling on my apostle and high priest of my profession. He can do anything tonight. He can do anything. He can perform miracles, and he does perform miracles. And I believe tonight that God answers prayer. I believe that he answers the sinner's prayer. That's not how you get saved. You don't say the sinner's prayer. Let's be clear about that tonight. But I believe that he answers the sinner's prayer. I prayed when I was a sinner. I called on God when I was a sinner, and did he answer your prayers? How many did he answer your prayers? Just a couple of you? Well, I'll tell you what. You're here tonight because God answered your prayer as a sinner. And how is it that we get down the road a few years, and all of a sudden our troubles overwhelm us, and the cares of life, and all of those things begin to wrap itself around us, and there's no more joy, and there's no more peace in our hearts? I'll tell you what, I really feel like that in order to renew your mind and renew yourself in the Holy Ghost, you've got to sit down and you've got to reconsider Jesus. Amen. It's not complicated. It's not complicated. You got to sit down and consider him. Who is this one that I'm following? Does he still answer prayer? Well, he answered your prayer when you were a sinner. And he filled you with the Holy Ghost. Some of you maybe before you were baptized. So he filled you with the Holy Ghost before he remitted your sins. That's how much God loves you. We just got to reconsider and look at it one more time and say, you know what? I'm still on the right track. Everything's going to be all right. Praise God. I've got joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. I've got a hope. I've got a bright light ahead of me. Praise God. I've got a bright light ahead of me. Amen. And I'll tell you tonight, I'm not afraid. Amen. The devil will try to make you afraid, but I'm not afraid tonight. Amen. Because God is in control. He's my high priest. You know what? When the high priest would go beyond that veil and then he would come out, everybody would be waiting with bated breath. What's he going to say? What did God tell him to tell us? And they would listen to the words of that high priest. But you know what? There was a time in the history of Israel where it became political. And the Bible says there was a man who was Caiaphas, the high priest. Caiaphas was a politician. He was placed there by the Romans. Some people believe that Zechariah, he should have been the high priest. Praise God. So the time came, I can't believe anything that comes out of that. Because look at there, that's a political situation. Amen. God fixed all of that. Because Jesus isn't political. Never was and he never will be. You know why? Because he is the head of the government. He is the head of the affairs of men in this world, and it's the only place that we can go is to Him. Praise God. Let's love Him together tonight, can we? Can we love Him right now? Have you got it in your heart tonight to love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength? Praise God. To give Him a sacrifice of praise from your heart. In the name of Jesus, I thank You for the victory tonight. I thank You for the truth tonight. I thank You for the blessings tonight. I thank You for the touch of Your hand tonight. Man will fail, but God never fails. Jesus never fails. He always opens the door at the right time in the right place to those that consider Him, and love Him. Praise God. Praise God.